about everything. It's the same thing. We just like that. That's how you build your business around. That's how you build a relationship with us. We say, okay, you made for 6 months from now. Now you can run through the thing. You have some file here. You can get some more.
What would happen now is
this is Ken, a professional tree service.
Hey Ken, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Doing fine.
Good, good. I just wanted to follow up with you real quick. We had actually extended a finance offer here to you in the business about 2 weeks ago. Looks like it was based off some borrowing history you had with Susquehanna a few years back. But we had got you guys pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around $250,000. I just wanted to touch base with you there and kind of see how business was going, if there was anything in the pipeline we could help you out with.
Right now it's going good. We're thinking about another bucket truck. That'll probably be next year before we get it. But I'll tell you what, if you email me something, I'll go ahead and put it. Or did you email me something? I can't remember.
It was sent direct mail, so you may or may not have received it. I have an email down here, the kenberry123@gmail.com. Is that the best email for you?
Yeah, that's the best email. Go ahead and Gmail it, and I'll go ahead and put it in my file. And then later on this year, when we slow down a little bit to think about equipment, I may give you a call back.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'll get the email going. Is it usually kind of a slower time period there for you now with the business? Are you able to stay pretty busy through wintertime?
We slow down the winter time, but then we shift into firewood, so we still stay. It takes us more effort to do firewood, less money, but more effort. So we stay busy pretty much year-round.
Oh, wow, okay. And what was the reason for the bucket truck there? Did you have one that was kind of breaking down on you, or did you have a
just wanted to add a new one, another one.
I got you. And how have you guys purchased those in the past? Have you just paid cash, or did you finance them?
No, we can only finance them.
Did you just go straight through the manufacturer, or did you go to like a local bank?
No, we get them reconditioned. My guys are too hard on my equipment for me to buy brand new stuff. They're not hard enough on them to make them pay when they break it. So I just get that reconditioned stuff. I've been buying trucks from this one outfit down in Florida for over 30 years now.
Oh wow!
They recondition trucks, and they get them in, recondition them, and I buy them.
Wow, there you go. Yeah. It's pretty crazy the drastic change between buying new and used on the equipment. The difference there that you're able to save, it's pretty astonishing.
And as long as it works, that's all I care about. I don't care if it's fancy.
Exactly.
If it gets the job done, my customers don't care about that either. They just want good service and a good price.
Of course,
and that's the way I keep the price down for
them. I got you. Did you have a ballpark figure or range there on what one of those might cost you?
We're only probably talking about $30,000 if I just get a bucket truck.
Okay. You know, there with the equipment, you know, it is usually based on like your credit situation. Did you know it was a good, bad, somewhere in the middle there?
Personal credit's excellent. Business credit should be excellent too, but I don't ever pay attention to it.
I see.
A lot of the stuff we pay cash, and we've never had problem financing anything.
Okay. You know, the equipment side of financing's kind of been our bread and butter here for a little over 14 years now. That's actually what we started out doing. So we definitely have some of the better programs there in the industry. It's definitely something we can revisit here once we get closer to that time period. I mean, did you have any use for it bringing it on earlier, or would you really not have
a use until after the
winter season?
Right now, I'm just too busy to even think about it.
I got you. Well, what I'll do here...
We're a small company. I'm out working on a tree right now myself.
I got you.
Just because I want to do it a certain way.
There you go. I'll get this email going, and I'll maybe follow up with you here closer towards the end of December, early January, see if that was something in the pipeline still, and we can maybe see what kind of approvals we can get you there for that bucket truck.
Sounds good.
All right, Ken. It was good talking to you. We'll be in touch.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.